destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from Northern California, the town of Concord, California. Our radio station is actually located in Paradise, California, where they've been having a lot of fires up there. My best friend lives close to Paradise, and he said they've had a lot of days where you can only see about a mile because of the smoke. But if you go a little bit south of there and a little bit more west, you have over 18,000 acres have burned in the last few days close to Yosemite. I was flying back from Chicago this weekend, and I could see the smoke. It just went for hundreds of miles. It looked really ominous from the skies going over. We basically flew pretty much right over Yosemite. Usually you do when you come from the East Coast and you're going to San Francisco. You'll get somewhere close to Yosemite as you cross over the mountain range there. And there was some smoke everywhere. I mean, it was really a lot. It looked at first like clouds, and then when you look carefully, you saw that it was all smoke from the fire. Anyway, I hope you're having a good day. This is the beginning of another week. For most of us, Monday's kind of a busy day. It certainly is for me. For those of you new to the show, what we usually do every night is we have a little talk in the beginning. We have some announcements. We have a little discussion about a topic. And then around 7:30, we'll open up the phone lines for your calls. You can call before then, but you'll have to hold on the line until we open up the lines. I had a great talk in Chicago this weekend. A lot of my friends who said they were coming didn't come, but we still had a nice group there. It was really nice. And for any of you who live in Chicago and haven't been to Transitions Bookstore lately, Book Place they call it, they're having a really amazing sale on almost everything. Actually, that's not true. They're having a sale on everything. You can get anything in that store for half price right now. So if you've ever had, you know, if there's a certain book or tape or audio tape or something that you've been wanting, I would go there. People who came to the talk were able to buy my book at half price right there. We completely sold out of books. Not only the new book, but the existing books were also on sale, and they all sold out. So we had a really fun time. We had a lot of diamonds in the crowd. I remember that. And thank you, everybody who's listening, who is from Chicago. Thanks for coming tonight. It was great to meet everybody. Desiree and I really enjoy ourselves. Today is July 28th, and since I last spoke to you, the sun has moved into the sign of Leo. Well, Leo is the best of the sun signs. Why is it the best? Because it's the sign that is ruled by the sun. People who are Leos have the gift. Every sun sign has a gift, and Leo's gift is self-love. So the Leo person, a lot of people take offense with Leos, and there are some Leos, let's face it, that are a little bit overly egotistical. But in general, we have a lot to owe the Leo sun sign because people that are Leos can teach us a lot about loving ourselves. The fifth house in astrology is the house that is associated with the sign of Leo. It's also the house associated with children and romance and creativity. But really, on the deepest level, it's the house of self-love. And if we have planets in Leo in our chart that are afflicted, or if we have difficult planets like Saturn in the fifth, or if the Lord of our fifth house is afflicted, that'll be one of our issues in life that we have to work on self-love. And I would say that most people in the world today have some work to do in that area. I certainly have, and I'm still working on that. There are levels of self-love, and I think the first thing we have to do is that we don't have self-love. Until we realize that, we're not even ready to start finding self-love in our life. And that took, for me, a long time to realize that a lot of the symptoms of my life, a lot of things that I had been doing in my life that weren't working for me, were rooted in a lack of loving myself. So that was a huge breakthrough. And mostly, I got that breakthrough from my best friend, Joseph, who is a King of Hearts. And guess what? Today is a King of Hearts Day, July 28th. So we have the early degree Leo people right now. And the early degrees of any sign are often the most intense. And Leo are always the most intense versions of their card. Because, why? Because they're a double of their card. Anybody who's a Leo has a birth and ruling card that are identical, and thus they come across as a more solidified, more powerful, and, of course, more dramatic version of their card. So we have people born today like Jackie Kennedy. Jackie Kennedy Onassis was born today. Actress Elizabeth Berkley. She was a nude in that movie Showgirls, for those of you who remember that. We also have the keyboard for Pink Floyd, Rick Wright. And we have, let's see, Sally Struthers. And we have, let's see, who's this? Actress Lori Loughlin, who I don't really know. Terry Fox, the runner. We have musician Kobe Dick. We have cartoonist Jim Davis. I don't know which cartoon he does, though. I'm culturally unaware. And a few other people. Basically, people born today are going to be really strong because, you know, there's only two Leo kings' birthdays. There's a King of Clubs Leo, and there's a King of Hearts Leo. This is King of Hearts. Leo is already the kingly sign, so you can imagine that a Leo king is going to be way, 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 way king, king, king. So people born today are going to have a lot of leadership ability, be very strong-willed, and be somewhat masculine. The women will be somewhat masculine, even though Jackie Kennedy seemed to be very feminine. I guess she was compared to her husband. And she was moon to him. He was a three of clubs, John Kennedy. She's a two of clubs karma card. So there is that beautiful moon connection, which is what had them be married. It's unfortunate that he was a three of clubs. He was an immense womanizer and did all sorts of terrible things, actually, in spite of the fact that we sort of worshipped him and thought he was the greatest. And he was great in some ways. He was a brilliant person. So this is July 28th. Anybody who hasn't heard yet, lovecardsdating.com is in progress. It's going really well. We have a really nice sign-up page now. If you haven't been there lately, we have a new sign-up page. Anybody who's already signed up, but you're still in the database, no need to sign again. If you know somebody who's looking for a relationship or going to be looking for a relationship, tell them about lovecardsdating.com. They can come sign up and be one of the first people to use this phenomenal website where you'll have all your cards displayed on there. You'll be able to browse people and see your compatibility with them. I've made up actually new indexes for all of these connections, for the different connections. I made up new indexes. You know, in the book it says compatibility, intensity, and attraction. Well, I decided to create different indexes and new indexes. We have one for just sexual passion, and we have one for friendship, and we have one for wealth. How wealthy will you two be together? And we have one. We still have intensity, and I don't remember the other two. I think there's five altogether that we have now. We're going to have a lot of more information available than I've ever made available in any program or any anything. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be able to browse people and really get a more in-depth. You'll be able to get the kind of readings that you get from using the Love Card software, which is more accurate than the book, way more accurate than the book. Okay, with that in mind, I'm trying to think. Any more announcements? Nothing else big in the future that I'm aware of. That's enough, actually. So tonight's topic is going to be about money cards. And so there are, of course, and you probably know, I think everybody sort of learns the money cards right off the bat when they start reading my books, because most people are really interested in their financial situation. But I hope to shed some light on that this evening and add a little bit more to what you might know that might give you even a little more insight, okay? So, this is basically the diamonds. Really, for money to show up, diamonds usually have to be present. I guess you might say the Jupiter period of the year is like diamond energy. It tends to have a diamond interpretation, especially in the card system it does. So any powerful card in Jupiter, like an 8 or a 10 or a king perhaps, could bring money, could be an indication of money. It's good to know that, because Jupiter tends to be interpreted like as if it were a diamond. Just like Venus tends to interpret cards as if they're a heart, and Mercury as if they were a club, and Saturn as if they were spades. So the diamonds, any card in Jupiter could have a diamond sort of energy to it. But you would want to look, if you're looking for money showing up, you'd want to have a powerful card there, okay, in Jupiter, like an 8 of spades or a king of spades, something along these lines. The best money card of all, what's the best money card of all? The best money card is a 7 of diamonds in the Jupiter position as a direct card. Not the vertical, but the direct card. 7 of diamonds in Jupiter, direct. Now, that is the best money card you can have, and yet, even so, it is under there's a condition to it. There's actually more than one, but there's a main condition, and that is that you have to be of the right kind of relationship with money from the inside. You have to have a relationship with money that is prosperous. And this holds true for a lot of the cards, but mostly for the 7 of diamonds, because the 7 of diamonds is one of those cards that can go either way. It can go either way, and it goes whichever way it goes, depending on whether you are a person that is already attracting money because you have a positive attitude and relationship with prosperity, or if you already have a negative attitude, the 7 of diamonds can take money away from you. Now, it's not likely that it'll take money away from you in Jupiter, but it could, because it can mean spending a lot of money in Jupiter. So if you have a prosperity potential that's already low, a 7 of diamonds in Jupiter could have you spending a lot of money but not actually making much to make up for it. Now, for those who have overcome poverty or who already were born with not having that issue, like they already have a positive prosperity attitude, the 7 of diamonds will bring the most money of any card there is. I've certainly proven that for myself with my own experience, because I've come from being more poverty consciousness to now being prosperity consciousness over the course of my life. And for the last 15 years or so, I've been, I'd say about 15, somewhere in there. I haven't counted exactly, but somewhere about 15 years ago, I overcame poverty in my life from working on myself, not from anything outside of me changing, not because I won the lotto or received a lot of money for any particular reason. It was an internal experience that happened, a transformation that occurred. And ever since then, 7 of diamonds have bring me more money than any other card. It's just amazing. I had a 7 of diamonds in Mars. I tell this story sometimes in my workshops. One year I had a seven of diamonds and a jack of spades in my Mars period. And I really thought that I might get ripped off during that period because jack of spades has been known to be a thief card. And that combined with a seven of diamonds and the fact that Mars is a somewhat malefic period of the year had me worried a little bit about losing money. I had planned to go to Florida. I was doing a series of radio shows and bookstore presentations and a workshop, had all these set up, and I packed up everything I had in my truck. I had a truck with a cap on the back. Everything valuable in my house, all my musical instruments, my computers, anything worth anything, I put it in my truck, and I went down to Florida and was there for about a week or two. And I made more money in that period than I ever made in the period before. It was phenomenal how much money I made during that period. And yet I was worried about that I would get ripped off. I didn't get ripped off. Instead, I had this amazing experience. And I've seen the Seven of Diamonds do that to me other times since then. So now, you know, I'm no longer worried about Seven of Diamonds. I'm more or less looking for them to turn out in a positive way. Now, when you see a really good money card, how much is a lot of money? You know, how much money would it be? Well, you have to understand that it's all going to be relative to you. It's very important. Like, to some people, a lot of money might be $1,000. It could be a lot of money. To you, $1 million may not be very much money. It just depends on what's relative to you. So when you see a good money card in a person's spread, whether it's yours or somebody else's, if it's a really good money card, it's going to be really good money to you or to that person. So that's how you know. Like, I recently had a reading with a client, and I forget, he had like a 10 of diamonds and an 8 of diamonds in Jupiter at the same time. Maybe he was on a show last week. I don't remember. Somebody recently. And I said to him, you're going to make more money in this period than you've ever made before. That's how much money it's going to be. And I didn't need to know how much he made. You know, I could have maybe guessed how much he would get if I knew what the most he ever made before was. I think he told me at one point, told me how much the most he'd ever made. So I did have an idea in mind. But when you have that, those both cards together, which that only occurs, I think, for one birth card. I don't remember his card right off the top of my head, but he happened to have these two at the same time. For those two to show up like that, the 10 of diamonds and the 8 of diamonds, which are the other two best cards you can have, that is going to mean more money than you've ever actually made in a certain period of time before. You know, just that's a given. Even just the 10 of diamonds in Jupiter or just the 8 of diamonds in Jupiter will be a substantial amount of money. You're going to feel like, wow, that's a lot of money. Okay? So that's important to know because it's not like, you know, I mean, it potentially could be the lotto for some people. It potentially could be. But it could just as easily be something that's twice as much or something as they've ever made before in one chunk. Now, the other thing about having these really good money cards is this. If you are on a fixed income, if you're working a certain kind of job and you know what your paycheck's going to be, and there really is nothing else that you're doing that could possibly bring in a larger sum of money, well, these cards, no matter how good they are, they're not going to change that fact about your situation. And a card is, no matter how good it is, the money card, it's not going to override the fact that you're on a fixed income that can only be this much or that much, okay? So a 10 of diamonds in Jupiter or a 7 of diamonds in Jupiter for somebody who is homeless or not working or retired is not going to bring in a lot of money. There's no way. There's no place for the money to come in. There has to be an avenue for the money to come in. And this is a real important thing to keep in mind because, you know, everybody wants to make more money. There's no doubt about that. Everybody would like to have some extra money. But the question is there any avenue for that money to show up for you? There has to be an avenue. And what's an avenue? An avenue is a place, like some place where that money can come from, that it could get to you, that, you know, it could end up in your pocket. Usually that means, for most people, that means having, that you're involved in some kind of business, you give people goods or services that they can give you money in exchange. There could be other ways. I mean, don't get me wrong. There could be an inheritance. There could be getting married. There could be somebody just giving you the money because they love you, even if they're not in your family. There is other possibilities, okay? But generally speaking, I've seen people who have really good money cards, and they're really kind of disappointed when they don't make extra money, but there was really no way for money to come to them. There was no avenue for that money to show up. So you have to keep this in mind when you look at anyone's cards, including your own. So what should you do if you have this really great money card coming? I remember about, 12, 15 years ago. It was probably about 15 years ago, actually. I saw that I had an Eight of Diamonds in Jupiter coming. Now, every Queen of Diamonds who might be listening tonight, if you look in your book, and I don't remember the exact age, I think it's in the 30s, the mid-30s somewhere, there's a year where the Queen of Diamonds has an Eight of Diamonds in Jupiter one year, and the following year there's a Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter. And this is a direct card in the birth card spread in both cases. So I saw this Eight of Diamonds in Jupiter coming about 9 months ahead of time. I saw it, and at that time we were just getting started. My wife at the time and I were just getting the business going, and we were living on some borrowed money, actually, as we developed the business. And I saw this really good money card coming, and I said, okay, I got to take some action here. I have to make sure that when that Jupiter period comes, that I have something out there in the world where people can give me a lot of money. I have to have something available, because at that time, I think I was only just, I don't know what I have, but I didn't have much to offer. I didn't have many products or services in my catalog. I think I had software, but it was, I don't remember exactly, but I know I didn't have all that much. That was the main thing. I just didn't have a lot to offer. So I realized that I had to do something about that if I was to expect any additional funds to come in. So what I did was I began working on developing more products and services for my customers. And by the time the Jupiter period came around, I had quite a collection of products and services. I basically doubled what was available in my catalog, maybe even more than double. I don't recall exactly. It's been a while. But I definitely increased the number and variety. I know I developed more software. I think I created some audio cassettes, instructional cassettes, which I'd never had before. I basically thought about my customers and what some of the things they would really like and could use, and I provided those. Okay? And so when that Jupiter period came around, I made more money in that period than I made in the previous year. It was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal period. Excuse me, I'm going to have to take a short break here because there's something at the station that I need to pay attention to. I'll be right back after I talk to the guys at the station. Okay? Hello, Steph.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Welcome back, everybody. I was a little bit confused because I got a message from the station that they were having trouble hearing me, and I thought perhaps the transmission wasn't even going out, so I apologize for that. Getting back to my story about the prosperity, so seeing an Eight of Diamonds coming, I was able to prepare for it, and by preparing for it, I opened up the possibility for the money to come to me, and it really came in. It was just like a miracle, almost. So big. So this is important. When you see the three best money cards are the 8, the 10, and the 7 of diamonds in the Jupiter position, the 7 being the most prominent of all. Now, those cards can also bring money in other positions, like long range, for example, or environment card. And actually, almost in any position, those cards will bring money. It's just that, like in a Saturn position, those cards will bring money through either the misfortune of somebody else or through someone's death, like a death in the family, or something along these nature lines. Now, those cards in Mars could be money made through a legal thing or through work with men or just through aggressive action. But again, it's important that you have to realize that if you don't have a place in your life for that money to show up, it's probably not going to show up. This is why it's always better, just as a general rule, it's always better to be in some sort of profession or job or whatever that has no ceiling, no limit to how much money you can make if it really goes well. If it's really successful, it's nice if that job of yours or whatever, your business or whatever, can make way more money. That way, when these good cards come, and they do come frequently, when they come, there's an opening there for the money to show up. But it's even more so when you set your intention and take action based on the cards that you see. Now, the Ten of Diamonds card means a wish-fulfilling card. It also means a lot of money, and that money, in some cases, may not be your own money. Like if you work at a bank and a lot of money is going to your hands, it's all nice and great. You have a lot of money in your hands, but it's not your money. So you could possibly be in a situation where cards like that could show up and it not really mean money coming in because your situation doesn't allow. It's already, the money's there in some way. So sometimes it can mean, you know, you have contact with that kind of money, but you're not actually getting the money for yourself, which is kind of a bummer. Everybody wants more money. Six of diamonds in the right place, like Jupiter or environment, people giving you money, possibly, repaying debts to you. I mean, five of diamonds in Jupiter can mean money changing hands, coming into your pocket. For the most part, cards like the Four of Diamonds are just small amounts of money. But even with the Four, there's a sense that you'll have more money than you need. You'll have all the money for your needs and then some money. So that's what's nice about it. Even the four is not so bad when you get that in your yearly reading. Like Four Diamonds in Jupiter, Four Diamonds in Mars, even in Venus. The planetary periods affect They affect the story associated with the money, like a Venus money card. A money card in Venus could be money that's either about the house or if you're in the artistic professions, money made that way. A really good card in Uranus, money card in Uranus, can bring money through computers or higher technology, some kind of work you do with the media, those kind of things. So one must look at the position of the card to get more information, and you also have to know something about the person that you're reading for. You have to know, you know, what kind of job are they involved in that could possibly bring this kind of financial reward into their life. You need to make sure that there's an opening there. There's a not just an opening, but it's the kind of work that corresponds with the cards that you see in that and whatever period. This year, I happen to have coming up in my Uranus period, which will be after Christmas next year in the spring, I have a Ten of Diamonds, and it's going to be in the Uranus position. Well, Ten of Diamonds in Uranus relates to computers, technology, or the media in some way. And so seeing that card there ahead of time, I'm, you know, working very diligently. I have ideas to create new software. I've been wanting to do it anyway, and now I've got the little go-ahead from the universe. You know, it's a good time to go ahead and do that. So expect to see more software products. I mean, for example, I'm working on, and we're just about done now, with a subscription-based reporting system where, you know, anybody who's wants to can, you can create reports for people online using this subscription thing that we're going to have. And with that, you won't have to have, you won't have to purchase our complete software program. You can just have this subscription, and you can do it that way, the subscription to this service that we're going to offer. You won't have all the other functionality of our software program. You won't be able to see all this stuff on the screen. But if you want to just do reports, it'll be easier. It'll be, there will not be these large attachments in the email like we have in now. So that's just an example. And I see the Ten of Diamonds in Uranus, and I see, well, that's going to be successful. So I'm creating things, setting up things for that Uranus period to be very successful next year. So basically, the money cards are all there. They tell you when good money is going to come in, but there are conditions. And once you know those conditions, and you can basically harmonize yourself with those conditions, then you have the capacity to really access the prosperity that those cards represent. And by if I didn't you know, if I didn't touch upon some specific card in a specific position, if you would like to ask me that, you're welcome to call in and ask me about cards you have in your spreads. Okay? Okay, we are going to be taking a break, and when we come back, the phone lines are open. When we're coming back, you're going to be able to ask me any question you want, and I'm here to answer them. You have questions, and I have answers, hopefully. So on this break, we're going to listen to a song called Closer to You, and when we come back, we're going to take your questions and answers. Be right back.
searching for you in everything they do, reaching out for the love that emanates from you, from you. Has no real meaning in this world of sin. If I have to wait forever, if I have to die again, there is nothing more important, there is no other way. And I am getting closer, there's nothing in my way, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. That was Closer to You off my CD, Bhakti Rock. And we do have some lines. We have some people on the line, and we still have lines open. So if you're thinking of calling, you still can get in. First of all, we're going to talk to Judy from Issaquah, whose birthday is December 15th, 1951. Are you there, Judy?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
This Robert?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Robert, actually, I met you about 14 years ago. You were doing a workshop at Cheryl and Larry Allen's home in Bellevue.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I vaguely do remember that. That's been a long time. Yeah.
It has been. And if I remember correctly, excuse me, but your ex was also the Three of Clubs?
No.
Is that correct?
No, she was a King of Clubs.
Oh, King, but you had someone that you really connected with that was a Three of Clubs. Like,
yeah, I've had a lot of Three of Clubs friends. You know, they are my Venus card.
Okay.
Three of Clubs is my Venus card. So I've actually had a lot of Three of Clubs friends. I've only had one Three of Clubs.
I have a recollection that, you know, we had a connection about that. You said, oh, I know all about you because you're the Three of Clubs.
Yeah, and I had a good friend. It was your birthday, too.
Exactly. Okay.
I probably talked about her. Yeah.
Okay, maybe that was it. It was, I mean, my gosh, 14 years ago.
Yeah, you got a pretty good memory, I think.
Well, yes, I do, actually. But,
so did you have a question for me tonight?
Yes, of course. It's about jobs.
Okay.
I do home shows and fairs, and we recently lost a big one. And money-wise, things are, of course, like everyone else, a little, stressed at the moment. So
yeah.
What you see is happening in that area, since that's your focus tonight?
Well, what I see for you that's important, Judy, is that you have a nine of spades as your long range card this year. And that's
okay.
Very important, okay? That card shows
right.
up usually when you're ready to move on to a whole different chapter of your life.
Exactly. I have read in the book, yes.
Yeah. So the loss that you experience in the work sphere is probably because it's part of the detaching process. You understand? It's part of the process
okay.
to detach you from what you're doing now, which is probably, you've probably been doing it too long.
Exactly. I do feel that, exactly.
But see, we're always afraid of change, right? We don't really want to see change come up.
Yes, I am actually very resistant to that.
Yeah, but well, Three of Clubs always worry about money.
Right.
They're one of the cards that worries about money. It's because you have that Five of Diamonds karma card. See?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you have to understand that you can either go kicking and screaming or you can go peaceably.
Well, I'm actually at the moment going peacefully.
Okay, good. Okay.
Because
it's all going to work out.
I'm in that mode.
But you have to be willing, in your heart, at least, to let go of anything that's called upon to let go of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way I would say it is, talk to God and say, God, take away whatever you think doesn't need to be here. Just take it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I would approach it.
Okay.
Because, and it sounds like it has to do with what the kind of work you've been doing. Like, you should be doing something different, is what it seems like to me.
I have
okay.
felt that in my heart, but I didn't yeah. know what to do.
Well, you have to go through a period of not knowing what it is, you know.
Well, and I maybe think it's a different direction with the same business.
It might be.
Is my feeling, but I could be wrong.
Well, you're only going to know by seeing how it works. Like, if you put energy in this other direction and you see positive things come back from it, then you know that's right, see?
Uh-huh.
So you put your energy out there and see if it goes well. But usually, Judy, with a nine of spades long range like this, that nine is going to take the entire year to complete itself.
Okay.
So you may not really know exactly what you're going to do till you get close to your birthday.
Right.
But I don't see any misfortune coming for you.
Well, that's a good thing, Robert.
It's not like something bad's going to happen to you.
That way.
Well, you know how our mind just gets the better of us and we start imagining all sorts of bad things. But the cards don't show anything bad happening to you. As a matter of fact, it's like you might be involved in some kind of teaching capacity next year.
That's interesting you would say that, because I have a master's in education.
Yeah, well.
I haven't taught in 15 years.
It may not be like some traditional school thing. It might be that you're teaching something.
Yeah, because I don't see that, actually.
Right. I'm talking about maybe you being a teacher or maybe an author.
I know, that's always come up, but I don't feel the writing coming.
Well, I'm not saying.
I always get a lot more words when I come up to write something, you know, on paper.
Well, you know, a lot of people have a negative association with writing from their childhood because
well,
they had a bad experience.
It was always, and even in college, it was like, oh, when I had to write a paper, it was like, oh no.
I'm saying that, you know, you might have had a bad experience when you were really young. And it basically turned you off to your greatest gift.
Okay.
And maybe it's your job to break through that, you know. All I know is you have King of Clubs really prominently. You have it this year as your environment card, and you have it next year as an environment card. So that card means somebody being in a leadership position with knowledge. And that means either being an author or a teacher. And I don't mean a Sunday school, I don't mean a school teacher.
Right.
Okay?
Because I've done that for 15 years, though.
So that's the best I can tell you for now.
Been there, done that.
I think, really, Judy, I mean, you're not dead yet, are you?
No.
Okay, so are you too young to do something new and different? Too old,
no,
I mean?
No, no.
Okay, well, I think you should really explore this writing thing.
Well,
there's a book called The Artist's Way.
Book.
There's a book called The Artist's Way. Have you ever heard of this book?
I have the book, actually.
Have you ever read it?
I've read some chapters, yes, Robert. But I do have the book.
Okay. I think you should go read it again and start practicing it.
Okay.
But
I don't know if you heard me, but I've always wanted to write a cookbook.
Well, okay, that's a great place to start.
I
don't think it would matter.
Passion.
I don't think it would matter what you wrote. It would be great. I think you have a great writing ability. You don't even know it. I really do.
Okay.
So, you got that King of Clubs again coming up in Neptune this year. You have it as your environment card this year. You have it next year. You've got to get into something with writing. Okay.
All right.
I'm just telling you straight.
And I do believe in you because ever since I met you, I do the cards every day.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I have on my website.
Uh-huh. Well, that's wonderful. Well, I'm telling you.
I believe in it.
This is really strong, but you, again, you have to make a choice here to explore that, because it doesn't have to happen. You know, you can stop it from happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that can stop you. I mean, if you don't put any energy into it, it definitely won't happen.
Okay.
Okay, so it's still up to you, but you're being given a pathway here. A really wonderful, beautiful red carpet has just rolled out in front of you.
And I know to take advantage of that, yes.
Yeah. And it'll be fun, and it'll be exciting, and it'll be successful.
It's just a letting go.
Well, that's what the Nine of Spades is all about. And so
okay.
You gotta drop some weight here. You got some baggage. You need to let it go.
I know that.
Yeah.
I do know that, Robert.
All right, dear. Well, it's good talking to you. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
All right. You have such great energy, and I, you know, truly remember meeting you, and I am glad you're still doing what you're doing because I believe in it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Judy.
Okay.
Good night, my dear.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Somebody emailed me and said the lines are actually full, even though I only have one more person on the line. I think that line is now available, though, if you want to try calling back in. But without further ado, we have a woman named Tova Gordon. And if you can bring her on, she's born July 18th, 1944. Are you there, Tova?
Hi there, Robert. How are you? This
I'm
is
well.
Your former friend, Gypsy. We talked about 2 months ago, and we knew each other quite well many, many years ago in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And
I remember.
We talked 2 months ago about my struggle in the area of relationships. I'm the Ten of Clubs, and you told me that was expected.
Yeah.
And you suggested that I get together with a Nine of Clubs. Wish that I had met one, but I haven't.
Okay.
But I'm in having a tremendous emotional crisis in my life right now. About 25, 27, 28 years ago, I met one of the two soulmates or three soulmates that I've met in my life, a man that from the instant I came in a radius of him, I felt his energy and was drawn towards him and was inextricably entwined with him. And the time that we spent together was the most beautiful time in my memory, just so complete, so loving, so soulmate connection. And
uh-huh.
He was living with another woman and having multiple relationships. And that's what he chose. We tried to do something, but he insisted
mm-hmm.
that his life was about multiple relationships, and he wanted me to be one of many. So I shut him out of my life and had not seen him for probably 28 years until this
mm-hmm.
week. And after having
oh, wow.
a vivid dream about him, the next morning he showed up.
Wow.
And he's still married, but the connection between us is so strong. He's March 9th, the Ace of Spades.
Uh-huh.
And the shock to both of us that the connection is so strong, not diluted at all over 28 years, caused him to call me to start talking about getting together. And now he's withdrawing back into his little Pisces dream, where he's now saying maybe he could stay married and we could have a platonic soulmate relationship, which is impossible. So, I mean, that our seeing each other caused such pain to both of us that we both cried for days separately. You know, he went home back to his family. So
yeah.
I wonder what you think about this relationship.
Well, he's a confused puppy.
Yeah.
You know, and but he happens to hit you also on a really strong Neptune thing. You know, he hits your Neptune button. This whole soulmate thing is largely what I call a Neptune kind of a connection, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It has a dream quality to it. It has a sense of eternal love or past life connection. And those are really wonderful, except that sometimes they become like a way that we can cloud our own judgment, you know. Like sometimes in the name of that kind of love, we'll forego the reality of the situation. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's still married and he's, you know why he won't give up his wife? The truth is,
security. Yeah.
He's afraid.
He's afraid. Yeah.
He has
and
abandoned.
That's why he didn't speak before.
See, the real truth is that he has really strong abandonment issues. Do you understand? He was abandoned as a child.
Me too.
Something like this. Well, a lot of us were. This is not unusual.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, that's. Wanting multiple relationships is one way that that a person with really high insecurity can play it out, see?
Mm-hmm.
Because that way, like if I'm really insecure and worried about getting enough love, if I have multiple
yep.
partners, there's always a backup.
Right, that's exactly what he said to me.
Okay.
But it hasn't been true for him, yeah. But he does have a backup.
Well, see, you can never really attain security, because what happens is, once you're in the relationship, like a person like that, they'll be married, they always then feel like they're in prison. See?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing of it is, this man has never, apparently, and I can't say for sure, but based on what you're telling me, he's never chosen to really face his insecurity. And he's still trying to weasel his way around it instead of facing it and working with it. Do you understand? So he's married, but he's not happily married.
No, he hasn't been.
He can't be.
He can't do anything together. Yeah.
He chose marriage.
He married the wrong woman. He married the wrong woman.
He married the safe woman.
Right.
And that's not necessarily wrong. It's just that it's not who he really wants to be with.
Right.
But it's exactly what you get. Anybody gets that when they're afraid. See?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if it helps you to understand him, I've just told you what he's really about. Okay, that's what he's really up to. And then you have to think about yourself. You have to think, well, what do I want to do? And what do I want in my life? Because this man is not even brave enough to face his own fears. How could he even offer you very much? See?
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to play into his fears and help create a situation where he won't be afraid. And somehow, and the only reason he'd want a platonic relationship with you is that he probably is incapable of having sex now.
No, he's not. He says he has great sex with this woman, but shares nothing else with her. They don't go any place together. He doesn't like to be in her company, but he says that she's the greatest sexual partner he ever had. He doesn't, he thinks probably better than me, even though it was 28 years ago.
You know, people can say lots of things, but it doesn't, and that may be true. I'm not saying it's not true, but
right.
I'm doubtful. I'm very doubtful. I'm the devil's advocate here. Okay?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Anyway, people can say things. He's in your cards this year, though. You know, you're displacing
he's in
your
my cards this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my displacement card.
Right.
And he has right now the Six of Clubs in his Venus. He's in his Venus, and that's the fated relationship. And then next year, we both have the Nine of Hearts, and then I'm full of hearts. This year I have the Four of Hearts as my Pluto, and I was hoping that this was the year that I would marry, and you know, as I see him...
Won't be marrying him, I can tell you that. Absolutely, without any hesitation. You're never going to have a marriage with this man, not in this lifetime. You will. I think you're going to be with him, though. I think you're going to be with him this year. I think you're going to be thinking about him and maybe even having some kind of relationship with him this year. But he's never going to give you what you really want. Not in this lifetime. He's already made his choice. He's too old to change it. He's not even showing any signs of wanting to change it anyway. You understand? So,
yeah, he showed some signs, and now he's backpedaling, but he's slow. He's a Pisces, and he's plagued with, he's got a lot of Capricorn. He's plagued with indecision.
Well, his indecision all comes from his fear. What he's really plagued with is a fear of the consequences of losing his wife, who is his safety net in life.
Well, I thought I wouldn't be with him either until I looked at the cards, and I looked at his cards next year as... the Nine of Hearts, and then the Queen of Hearts, which is me, and then the Two of Hearts, and I don't know.
He's all over your cards, but you still have a choice. You can make this not be him. You have the ability to write him out of your life this moment and move on.
Yes.
That's always true. And you're an extremely strong-willed woman. Nobody can make you do anything. I know that.
No, the thing is, Robert, that in all these years, I had three soulmates early, 30 years ago. And since that, nothing. And I've been alone, except I had someone that I married that was quite good for a while and ended. And I've been alone for 12 or 13 years. And the men that I meet, I have no connection with. Little connection. And they're not, there hasn't been anyone that merits me.
Yeah.
And I'm an incredible package. The thing that jarred me was having this man come into my life that was so perfect for me 28 years ago, and that I know loves me, and we're like, two sides of a coin.
But he never was really available to you. He was never really yours.
Yeah.
It's all fine and good what you're saying, but the truth of the matter is, and I'm an external observer of this, see?
Yes.
So my viewpoint's a little bit more objective, is that you never had this man. He never gave it to you. He never gave you himself.
Yes, right.
He never had that to give you. He always had it with somebody else. So as great as it was never the real deal. I'm sorry to tell you that,
Yeah.
And I know that you can have it. You are a package, but you have to understand that you're a very strong-willed woman. You're very independent. And there's not every man is going to go for you.
And very few men that I go for, Robert, you bore me.
And yeah, well, and yeah.
It's been many years.
I understand, but you know, it's you have to think about it. It's a little bit interesting when you just step back from the situation. It's a little bit interesting that the man that you fall in love with is also the one who's unavailable.
That's true. And what do you see about that in my cards? I mean, I have
well,
no idea
I don't have
they all work.
I don't even need to look at the cards except to know that people who fall in love with unavailable people, they sort of do that unconsciously because they themselves really don't want a real relationship. There's a part of them that's stronger than they think that doesn't want a relationship. So if I were you, if I were in your situation, and I was sitting there right now, I would say, well, I want to get to know myself a little bit better and just really be in the question of it. Do I really want a relationship? And what kind do I want? What would be the perfect relationship?
I have no question about those questions.
I know, but I'm telling you.
I know exactly what I want.
Listen to me, Telva. If you knew exactly what you want, you would have it right now. I'm telling you that there's a part of you that's much stronger than you think that has kept you from having that relationship, and it's still there. You're not a powerless person, and there's no.
Is it possible that the Ace of Spades of my displacement is that part of me is transforming this year? Is that possible? Because there's an awful lot of hearts in my cards this year.
The Ace of Spades displacement represents an opportunity for you to make a transformation. There's no doubt about that.
Right. And if the Four of Hearts...
About specifically what that transformation is about is up to you. Okay?
And isn't that the Four of Hearts in Pluto? Isn't that about transformation into marriage? Or?
Well, that's what I really want, a marriage, and then I'm willing to change in order to have it. Do you see that Queen of Spades result card?
Yes.
Tova, you know what that card means?
Yes.
It means self-mastery. And self-mastery means that you are the one who has the power to change. Not by the external world.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, Tova, you have not had a relationship all this time because you didn't want it. But you're not aware of that part of yourself that doesn't want it. You're only listening to the part of your mind that says you want it. But there's obviously a much bigger part that doesn't want it. And if you could have if I could wish for you a major transformation this year, it would be that you become aware of yourself so much that you know that part of yourself intimately, the part that doesn't want a relationship. And then you can have a conversation with yourself about having a relationship, and then you could actually have it. See? Because now you're familiar with everything about you. You know, when people use the word trying, you know the word trying?
Yes.
Like, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that.
You either do it or you don't do it.
Well, trying means you're failing at it, doesn't it? When you really look at the word...
Trying to do something, you're not doing it.
Exactly. And it means, actually, on a deeper level, it means that there's a part of me that wants it, and there's a part of me that doesn't want it, and the part of me that doesn't want it is much greater. Because, look, you're a Ten of Clubs, Queen of Hearts. You can make anything happen. I have no doubt about
one
that.
One would think.
No, there's no...
Well, do you see this in my cards?
Do you see me? Yeah, there's a tremendous potential here for you to have a transformation this year. But it's gonna come up like this. It's going to come out like, wow, I really realized what part of me didn't want a relationship. I got in touch with it, I made peace with it, and then I made a different choice. It's not going to show up by magic, just by the cards. It's going to show up by you actually having a more in-depth conversation.
It's the magic.
I know, you want it to be easy.
So many years. Yes.
You want it to be easy. And you're gonna, and guess what else you're going to have to give up? Being a victim.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give up being a victim. You're going to have to let go of that whole story if you can. You may not be able to because, you know, we get really attached to our stories about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings, we hang on to those stories like our life depends on it sometimes. But you're going to have to get back into being powerful again like you used to be and like you still are probably in other areas of your life. I'm sure you're still powerful in other areas of your life.
Yeah.
In order to have what you want...
The only area that I struggle with.
Yeah, I have feeling.
I have struggled with all along. Even though I had those major soulmates earlier in my life, there haven't been men that have been, you know, an equal to me that have come into my life since then.
Yeah.
It's been a big missing.
Well, I think that it's real important for you to get really deeply in touch with that part of you that actually doesn't want a relationship. And I know you don't believe that's true yet, so it's okay.
I don't, but I'm going to look at it, Robert.
Be willing to explore it a little bit and see what happens.
I'm going to.
Yeah, I mean...
And so your advice would be to just say goodbye to this Ace of Spades.
Well, he's a complete waste of time. He's a complete waste. He's not even available. He's not even offering you anything that's like
available.
Well,
what if he comes
available?
Back available? What if he comes
back available? If he were to divorce his wife,
right?
Which is never going to happen, by the way.
Okay.
This guy's a total whip.
What about his nine of clubs next year?
Those cards can mean so many things.
Yeah.
But I can already tell from what you tell me about him that it ain't going to happen for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even interested in that. I don't think there's no indications that I've seen so far from what you said that he even has the slightest interest or even thinks, I don't think he even thinks he has a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and the first step for anybody is to realize that they have a problem. And that can take a whole lifetime. So I'm telling you, I'll bet money that he's never going to leave that marriage. I would be willing to bet money.
Yeah.
You know, of course, it would take a long time to get paid. But
yeah.
So, I mean, I really respect you, and I think you have a lot. But I do think you're blind to your own. There's a part of you you've never really been willing to acknowledge.
Well, I know that I'd rather not be married to anybody that's lesser than my fulfillment. I did that once. My first marriage was that, and it was a big mistake. Not because he wasn't a wonderful guy, but it was very destructive to him to be with someone so much more powerful, and there was no way that he could satisfy me. So it was I don't want to get into another going to be destructive to someone's situation.
Of course. Well, it's got to be the right guy. It's got to be the right guy for you. There's no doubt about it. All Ten of Clubs women, man, they're really picky about the men they're with. Look at Madonna, Shirley MacLaine, and Barbara Streisand, but they do find men eventually now, don't they? All of them.
Well, Shirley MacLaine is a very bad example because her husband completely betrayed her for many, many, many years. So, I don't know. But Madonna, who knows? She may be breaking up now. We don't know.
Well, you know, everybody
But I think one
knows.
Thing different about her, she really went after the man that she wanted.
Well,
and
she's
I
a Leo.
I didn't really go after. What?
She's a Leo.
What did you think?
She's a Leo.
Yeah.
She'll chase him down. She'll hunt him.
I have Venus in Leo, but I stepped back from all these relationships because the men were married. I not only didn't go after them, I lied to them and told them I wasn't interested. And when the main love of my life asked me if I would marry him if he left his wife, I told him no because I thought it was immoral to solicit him to leave his marriage. And I regretted it for my whole life.
We're all here, even though as powerful as you are, everybody's here to learn something, and these are the things that you had to learn, you know.
Yes.
So welcome to the human race. Nice to have you.
Thank you, Robert.
We're glad to have you around.
I do need a hug. I need someone to tell me that.
I know. Yeah. I'm a Cancer like you. I know how to hug.
I know. But this is the opening of these old wounds. They're as painful as they ever were. You know, 30 years later, It's unbelievable.
Well, at least you have the courage to face them and to move forward. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You're certainly smart enough to do it.
One would think.
No, you are. Trust me. All right. Thank you, Tola, for calling.
Thanks
for being
so
open.
You've been very, very helpful, Robert, and you're wonderful. I love you. I'm so happy that you showed up in my life multiple times.
Hey, don't forget, I have a Love Cards dating website starting soon.
Say that again, a Love Cards website?
LoveCardsDating.com. You can go there right now and sign up. It's going to be in operation by the end of August. You can find your nine of clubs on there.
Great. That would be great. Well, maybe that's it. And don't forget that I invited you and your wife to all my beautiful vacation homes, and I sent you an email with my information on my webpage.
Where are these homes again?
The one I'm in right now is a gorgeous home in Sun Valley, Idaho. That's my summer. And in the winter, I have a gorgeous home in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Okay.
And in between, I have a beautiful home in La Jolla, California.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell my wife again.
I think
I forgot to tell her about it, and she loves travel. She's a Sag, you know.
Yeah.
She loves to travel.
Well, have her drag you down.
I'll let her know.
I'll be in La Jolla September, October, and half of November. You're very welcome. I have a gorgeous house on a mountain overlooking the ocean, and then I'll be in Puerto Vallarta from November 15th to May 14th.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah. Except for the Christmas holidays, so... You guys
well, I'll, you know, I'll get, I got your, I still have your email, and I will share that with my wife, and we will talk
soon.
Thank you, Tova.
Thank you so much.
All right, good night. All right, thank you. Okay, we have two lines open. We're going to take a short break right now. We're going to listen to the song Rama Rama, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Joey, my friend Joey from Long Beach, who I speak to a lot. But first, we're going to have a little break. And listen to Rama Rama. We'll be right back.
Come
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and that was Rama Rama, my latest cut on my CD. I heard that Mary Lee called from Chicago, and Mary Lee, I'm sorry there was a miscommunication, because I definitely came there, and the store was closing, and we did have a nice little group show up, and I'm sorry, I really wanted to meet you and your friends, so we'll have to do something in the future. Okay, with that in mind, let's talk to Joey from Long Beach, who I've spoken to many times before. Her birthday is April the 13th, 1968. Are you there, Joey?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm well.
Great. I have a question for you regarding actually me and my business partner, who is a Fifth of Spades, February 6, 1959.
Okay.
He's in his Jupiter period, and I just got into my Mars period, I think, 2 days ago. And we're both Ace of Club planetary ruling, so that's pretty interesting.
That's actually a good connection, having the same ruling card.
Yeah, he's great. I've been meditating this year. You know, I have my Seven of Diamonds going on this year, and I've been trying to rearrange my financial consciousness along with your book, your Big Money book, which I love. We came upon an opportunity about a week and a half ago to go to China, or for me to go to China and Iraq and Brazil, a couple of other places to work on some contracts for our business, but it's going to cost about $200,000.
Wow.
Now but the opportunity is phenomenal. He can't go due to his citizenship, so that means I will have to go for the both of us. Right now, with his Jupiter, he has a Jack of Hearts over a Ten of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also has, for his Ace of Clubs, he has a Nine of Diamonds over eight of Hearts. I also have a Nine of Diamonds over Four of Spades, and I was wondering if that Nine of Diamonds could be like overseas money being spent overseas.
Well, when is this supposed to happen?
Within the next week and a half. 2 weeks.
Oh, I see. Well, it's definitely money going out.
Now, I've spoken to you in the past month or two, and, like, my financial situation is tapped, so I really don't have money to spend. So I was thinking, well, heck, if I have a Nine of Diamonds, that means I must have some money to spend somewhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, if you're going to spend it, it doesn't have to be your money. It could be his money.
Yeah.
You know, for example.
And I thought, like, the Four of Spades under my Nine of Diamonds, that's pretty positive as far as...
Yeah, it's positive. It would mean that... And you also have an Eight of Hearts underlying the Nine of Diamonds.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, he has the Nine of Diamonds, Eight of Hearts. Now, all of this money that he's spending on this trip is borrowed money. And I don't know how he does it, but he calls me every other day saying, oh, somebody just gave me $7,500 to book the hotel, and somebody just loaned me, you know, $50,000 to do this. So, you know... He's getting this money in. We came up to a glitch today where we're expecting like another $100,000 to make everything complete, and there's been like this huge delay from London. So that was my main question. I wanted to see if you even saw this trip happening, because we have
hard to say, you know, because you got some pretty, you got Nine of Spades and Seven of Spades and Jupiter. I mean, at this point, it's too early to say to tell. Exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, my whole yearly spread, you know, my cards are definitely challenging. And I read yesterday about the Four of Hearts, and then it said to make sure I understood the Nine of Spades and the Six of Spades, and I'm like, oh, Lord. You know.
You know, the other thing is, you know, this partner of yours, he's coming up with all this money, and you don't know where it's coming from, you know. Right?
Yeah, it's his, yeah, those are his contacts back in
London. You have no idea where he's getting this money.
Yeah, they're his contacts.
It could be drug money for all you know.
Oh, no. His parents are hardcore Christians, and he's not a Christian, but he's very much into his faith.
Uh-huh.
Very religious.
Well, I'm just saying you don't know. You know.
Huh?
You don't know. It's hard to say, you know. I know that... I can't speak for everybody because my money thing is rather conservative. My views of money is pretty conservative. You know, money can come and go all kinds of ways.
Mm.
So, You're not showing like getting rich kind of cards this year yourself, you know. So I'm not sure. But again, then again, these cards, Nine of Diamonds in Mars, can mean you spending a lot of money. And where did you get? You had to get the money to spend it.
Exactly.
So, you know, at the same time. But, you know, whatever happens, I don't see anything really bad here. I see some challenges for you in Saturn. You have a challenging Saturn period coming in November and December.
Yeah, that Three of Clubs really concerns me. Cause
you got a Seven of Hearts and Five of Diamonds and two Threes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all odd-numbered cards. And that Seven of Hearts, by the way, underlying that is a Six of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, see, the Seven of Hearts is my cosmic reward card as well.
Well, this year it's your Saturn card.
Okay.
And his card is associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's a potential for you to feel betrayed by him in
mm-hmm.
that period. And it may not be something that he does intentionally, but he may be, who knows, you know, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I just know that it's a little bit, it sounds a little bit suspicious, all this money coming out of nowhere for you to take this trip. To me. But I'm conservative.
mm-hmm.
So I don't have the final word on anything.
Well, he was approached by a company from China, well, a Chinese gentleman here, and I have his dossier on who he is. He's ex-military, and he builds these nuclear submarines and whatnot. He's a brain. He's who I will be going over to China with. And I'm actually going in my partner's, you know, interest because he's, you know, putting money into this Chinese gentleman's company. So
okay.
I'm going kind of like to represent and to, you know, see what goes on behind the scenes to make sure the investment is, you know, safe and sound. That's my reason for going.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know. It doesn't. These cards could potentially bring you a lot of money because you have a Seven Diamonds long range, and if you make a transformation about money yourself, where you're really all operating on the high side, that could turn around and make you rich in some way. It's possible.
Yeah, and this is a situation where these contracts will take like 6 months to a year to manifest. So it's not like I'm going to go and next week come back a millionaire. That's not the intent.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like the groundwork.
Okay.
To get everything established.
Yeah, it just to me sounds a little suspicious, and I don't know. Maybe there's no reason. Maybe I'm completely off base. I'm just telling you my impression.
That's why I'm calling, because I appreciate that.
I mean, if I were you, I would be open, of course, to good things happening, but I would also be have another part of you that's being just watching what's going on, you know, being really careful.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I've been meditating for travel, because that's like my soul's desire is to travel and see the world, and all of a sudden here comes this opportunity, you know.
Yeah, it must be really enticing, you know.
Yeah,
you want to travel a lot, and this is, here it is. All of a sudden, oh my God, there it is. I can travel.
Exactly, but you still have to, you know. Like
God really loves me.
The universe, the answer to my prayer, you know.
It's finally, my ship finally came in.
Well, that's what it looks like, but, you know, I still have to, you know, like you say, be prudent and, you know, use my woman's intuition. If it wasn't for the fact that me and this gentleman, you know, he doesn't live here in California, you know, like we pray every night and, you know, all day, you know, he's just so faithful and he's very focused. You know, he doesn't drink and club and womanize and all that. He's just focused on, you know, work. And,
okay.
And most of these projects are humanitarian projects. He just sent me pictures of this Chinese group, you know, building homes in Sierra Leone. He just sent me, like, the fresh pictures to go. He's all excited that he sees, you know, his work is coming to fruition.
Now, why is it that he can't make this trip now again? What's the deal?
He's from London, and he came over here a year ago with some type of, I guess, like a work visa.
Oh, so he's actually British.
Sorry?
He's British?
Yes.
Okay.
He came over here with a temporary visa, and I think he ignored the deadline to leave. And so now if he leaves America, then he has to, like, stay out.
Can't get back in.
Okay.
Just curious. there's something going on there. I don't know what it is, but there's something that I, you know, sense about it.
Yeah.
So, but I think you're okay. I don't see anything bad happening to you, and that's good news.
And
just be cautious.
Keep that.
Just keep doing what you're doing, and you know, if you see something that sounds suspicious or looks weird or anything, be careful. Okay.
Well,
see, what happens is, what happens a lot is when we are involved in something that seems like it's fulfilling a dream of ours, we often let down our logical, the part that, you know, is more critical, our critical judgment part, you know?
Okay.
If we think we're getting our dreams fulfilled, we'll stop being critical and we'll just ignore stuff that ordinarily would go, hey, that's a big red flag there. See?
I agree. Well, the paperwork that the Chinese company sent him, he forwarded to me because I needed it to get, like, my emergency passport. And because it's, like, one of those spontaneous international trips that had to go through Homeland Security, and all the paperwork is signed off by Condoleezza Rice and her assistant.
Okay.
So I'm like,
okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, then have fun. Have a good trip.
Okay, quick question. I may be wrong. I was thinking yesterday that the 13 cards that we get in our life spread, does each card relate to a house? Like, I'm an Aries. That's my first. No.
It doesn't relate to a house. We've tried that. A lot of people have tried to put the cards from the life spread into houses. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't, there's no one-to-one correspondence.
Okay.
Lots of people have tried it, and I'm sure other people will do it in the future, but nothing really meaningful ever came out of doing that.
It sounded good at the time.
Yeah, no, it's a good, it's an idea that's a good idea, and a lot of people have had it. We've had all kinds of ideas like that over the years, but none of them really turn out to be consistent or accurate. If you know astrology really well and then you know the cards, you can start to see the correlations, but they're not what you normally would think they are. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Okay, well, great. Thanks for calling, Joey. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right, good night. Okay, we're going to take another short break here. We're going to listen to the song Shiva, and we'll be right back. Robert Lee Camp, Mr. Destiny. That was Shiva from Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed it. We're back on. We have, I think, at least one line open. And we have waiting patiently on line three. We have Ona from, I'm not sure, Fairfield, Iowa. Her birthday is January 11th, 1942. Are you there, Ona?
It's Fairfield, California.
Oh,
yes,
Fairfield, California. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I was calling about in my cards for next February 2009, I have three nines in a row, and one of them is the nine of spades. Could you tell me what to expect?
Let me have a look here. Now, are you talking about in your yearly spread?
Yes.
Are you born January 11, 1942?
Correct.
I don't see any nines next year.
Oh, I have it wrong. Good. Okay, then do you see any money coming in this year for me?
Oh, everybody wants money tonight.
Yes, that's the topic.
I see you worrying about stuff this year.
Oh, yeah.
Which you could get over.
Sure.
You could have some money come in your next period in Saturn. You have an eight of diamonds.
Uh-huh.
It starts on August the 7th and goes till September 28th. What kind of work do you do, Ona?
I'm a hairdresser.
Okay. So, do you want to make more money?
You bet.
Can you make more doing hairdressing?
Yes.
Okay. Then you have a ten of hearts here. And what this tells me is the money will come if you do two things.
What?
Work harder and get the word out about yourself.
Oh, cool.
You have to do some kind of not necessarily advertising, but somehow letting people know about you.
Word of mouth is usually good.
What's that? Well, yeah, word of mouth. But, you know, maybe like run some kind of special for new clients.
Oh, okay.
You know, like say, hey, have your friend come in for their first one, half price or something.
Well, I'm already so booked I can't hardly take anymore.
Well, if you're so booked, then why do you need more money? And how are you going to make
it? Do you ever have enough?
Well, you asked about having more money, okay?
Correct.
But you're already making as much as you want. You can't handle any more customers.
That's true.
So you're driving everybody crazy tonight.
Okay. Okay, but there is no three of nines next February for me?
No, I'm sorry. You'll have to keep looking.
I'll have to get back on there and look.
Nothing that I see.
I don't
see it. I mean, there are a couple nines throughout the year, but they're not in any. There's not three, and they're not all together at one time.
Okay.
So there's nothing to be concerned about here.
Okay, great.
You know what you ought to do? You should start doing some readings on the side, Ona.
I have met
so many Three of Spades women, and they make a fortune doing readings. They make so much money doing readings.
I'm a Four of Hearts.
What's your birthday?
7/11/1942.
Okay.
Did you
know
the wrong one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I asked you if you were January 11th, and you thought you must have said I said July.
Oh, I probably did. It's July.
Yeah. Okay, now
it's the 11th.
Now we got to start all over again.
Okay.
Everything I said was wrong.
Oh, okay. Well.
Now let me go look at your. Let me look at your next. Let me see if you got nine.
February.
Oh yeah, you do got some nine. You got two of them.
And then the next day or so, there's another nine.
Yeah, but that's not the Saturn. The Saturn period is the one you want to be concerned about. That's February 5th to March 29th.
Right.
There's definitely going to be some big changes happen for you.
Like what happens when you have that nine of spades?
Well, somebody could die that you know.
Ouch. Even my...
Somebody that you're really attached to.
Yeah.
I don't know who that would be, but that's a possibility.
Okay.
You know.
And that just goes for a week?
That goes for almost 2 months.
Oh, for nearly 2 months. Okay.
It goes from February 5th to March 29th.
Oh, okay.
So, you're a Four of Diamonds, and you're also a Four of Hearts.
Correct.
And you're very, you're very security oriented.
Yes, I am.
Your security, a lot of your security comes from the people in your life.
That's right. I like good people.
This is potentially going to be difficult for you because it looks like you're going to lose somebody or that's part of your security system. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Has the potential to be, you know, more difficult for you than other people.
Right.
Because that's where your security lies. But, you know, everybody always gets through these things. It's not the worst thing in the world. You know?
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So do you see any money coming in then?
Yeah, you got money coming in this year, and this is different than what I told you before, but October 23rd
mm-hmm.
to December 14th, definitely going to make a little extra money.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Mona. Thanks for calling tonight.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right. Okay, we have two lines open now, and we're going to talk to Diana from Jacksonville. Her birthday is November the 30th, and it is 1968, I believe. Are you there, Diana?
I am here. How are you?
Good. Did I get your birthday correct?
You got my birthday correct.
November 30th,
1968.
Okay. So you're...
That's what you said, correct, Robert?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
So in this system, you're a three of hearts.
I am. So it says.
What kind of trouble do you get into?
Believe it or not, not a lot. I'm actually a very good girl.
Oh, that's too bad.
I just recently had received a reading, and I was actually a little shocked at how accurate it was in some areas. Because I'm in such a indecision, disarray, not realizing apparently that comes with my number, because I've been wanting to change careers.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at all this, and I'm having a hard time, Robert, understanding. You know, when I hear you say or speak, and I got your two books, by the way, which I can see where people could get addicted to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not understanding, like, where the Saturn, the displacement cards. I have received a yearly reading, and I'm just a little confused. How's that question?
Did you get a report from somebody?
I did. And I've read it several times, and
mm-hmm.
I've got your books, and I feel like I'm missing something where, you know, I get some parts of it, and other parts. I just feel like I feel lost with the planet system itself.
Well, I think what happened, number one, was you never read the directions in the beginning. You know, a lot of people do this, by the way.
Okay.
They get my book and they never really go through the first couple chapters, which really explains it in a very step-by-step, easy-to-learn manner, but they just don't, for whatever reason, they don't do that, and then they feel really confused, okay?
Well, that would be me.
Yes. How did I know that?
That is me.
Yes. And that's why you're so confused. Okay?
Okay.
So whenever you decide to read the chapters, your knowledge of the cards will increase dramatically overnight. Basically, and guess what? It only takes about a half hour to read those first chapters. But I'll be happy to take a look at your cards. Would you like me to?
That would be awesome.
Okay. You're in the hardest period of the year right now. Did you know that?
I feel that.
Every year on June 27th, you go into your Saturn period. Everybody's got one. Okay? I have one. Everybody's got one. And no one really, most of us don't like that Saturn period too much. Because things get harder. Sometimes we get sick. We have, you know, flu or something. Yours will end on August the 18th.
Praise God.
Yes, thank goodness. And right now, in that Saturn period, you have a three of clubs, and that is causing you to be way more indecisive than usual. Okay? And also, you have a seven of clubs that is causing you to be a little bit more worried and pessimistic than usual.
Yes.
Yes, that's what's happening to you right now. Okay.
And now.
Now I should. I need to tell you, that's going to pass. Okay. You need to understand that that's going to pass away. You get that?
Yes, I get that.
On August the 18th, you're out of there. And at that time, you're going to be really clear about what you want to do, and you're going to start something new.
Okay, I have to go back to this Saturn thing. So as far as what do you mean specifically, Robert, when you say that Saturn is the most important one to understand?
No, it's the most difficult one
of the year. It's the most difficult one.
Yeah,
to understand.
Nobody really likes the Saturn period because during that period, things just don't go as easily. There's difficulties, problems, challenges, things like that. Okay. It's not really bad, really bad. It's not really bad in the real sense of the word. It's just that we don't like it. We don't like the uncomfortableness of it and other parts of it as well.
Well, you hit it right on, especially when you're not, I'm a Sagittarius as well. I'm normally miss-optimistic all the time.
Exactly.
So it has been extremely difficult, and that's what's kind of been quite
amazing
about the cards.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for you until August the 18th, and you should not make any big decisions about anything until after that, okay?
I don't even know if I would if I could. That's how indecisive I've been. I have one more question for you, Robert.
Okay.
As far as when you get the readings and you're seeing, I know you're like, look, Diana, read the book. But when you have, it's like, give me a break here, Robert, okay? I'm new to this. Give me a break. You know, I'll go back and read those two chapters, okay, forever.
Well, you know, you are a three of hearts. You know, three of hearts, they're like little three-year-olds, you know.
I do have a heart of a child, and I hope I never lose it. I hope I never
listen.
I hope not.
I hope you never throw a tantrum.
No, I don't.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, because it's not childlike at all. But, you know, we all have
to. I'm sure.
It's pretty scary. It scares me.
I know. That's why I said it. I don't want to see it. I had a hard girlfriend before. She threw the biggest tantrums I've ever seen. Oh, my God. Scared me to death.
But I'm really sweet.
Yes, but I'm really sweet most of the time.
I am.
Until I don't get my all day sucker or something like that.
Something like that. You're bad. Okay, you're being. All right, I see what it is now. I'm a heart, and that's it. You've done just slashed me. You put an X on me.
I'm just playing with you.
No, it's all good. And ditto right back at you.
Of course.
Where are the different result cards coming from now? And so each one has a different result, and that would be through.
Well, you have two spreads. You have one for your birth card, and one for your ruling card, because you have two cards. Okay, they're each part of you. You're a three of hearts, but you're also a five of clubs. Okay.
Do you like the five of clubs better?
That's just as big of a problem as the three of hearts. Forget
okay,
it.
Never mind. I retract that question, and I retract it. Okay, I take it back.
Your boat is sunk. No, I'm just playing with you. You're actually a very fortunate birthday. You have a lot of good things. You have a lot to be grateful for. You have tremendous.
Oh, I am. I'm so blessed.
Yeah, you. Money will come easy to you in your life, too. You know, you've already had some fortune with money because you have good karma with money. So anyway, when you read the book someday.
I'll be glad that you are not in eye-to-eye range, okay?
I know. I'm in a safe distance. I'm over here in California somewhere. Okay, so when you read the book, finally, you're going to find out you have two spreads, one for your birth card, one for your ruling card, and each one of those has a long-range card, a Pluto card, and a result card. Okay?
And that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, and
so
they're both important. They're both important, and they both tell you something a little different than each other to give you two results for the year. All right?
Yes.
Does that make more sense?
That does make more sense.
Okay.
Because it's a result for each one, and you get a result for your birth and the result for your ruling.
So I want to give you one more little interesting piece of information, and I'm going to let you go, okay?
Okay.
Or tonight. You can call again later if you want. And that is that you're 39, right? 39 years old.
Yes.
39 is a significant year in the cards. It's the year that we enter our Jupiter period of life. So it's like the period of life when we make the most money and, you know, find ourselves in our careers. So it's basically, it's like a turning point of good fortune for most people. And it's going to be that for you, too. Okay?
Can
so
I,
this
I'll
is just, it's just starting this year for you.
It's mainly just getting through the Saturn period until August 18th.
Yeah,
for me, huh?
I know. And I happen to know that Saturn, the planet Saturn, I have two really good friends that are born on November 29th. And they live here in California. And I do know that they're having a lot of problems right now because of Saturn, the planet Saturn. And this is astrology now, not the cards, okay?
Okay.
The planet Saturn is really giving Sagittarius born around the 29th and 30th a really hard time right now. And so this is what you're experiencing. And yours is pretty mild compared to what they're going through, okay? Like, they're older, and they're having really major health problems and work problems. And, you know, it's just not like them. They're usually really happy-go-lucky and fortunate, too, and it's just, it's sad that they have to go through this, but that's how Saturn is. We all have to kind of endure that from time to time when Saturn comes around.
Absolutely, and what's amazing is you don't realize the, you know, the power of words and just how much better it can make a person feel, even like myself, just to know that, look, you know, Iska, you're in this period, because for someone who's not used to that, whether it's not something major or not, you're not really sure how to deal with that. You're like, what is going on, you know?
Yeah, and it's so unusual from how your life normally is.
Exactly.
It can be really confusing.
It's nice to know that it's a Saturn moment.
Yeah, it's a Saturn moment, and it will... It too will pass.
Robert, thank you so much.
It was a lot of fun talking
and,
to you.
I will call you again when I've read those two chapters. Have a great night.
I'm going to test you.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have time for one more call, and we happen to have a first-time listener named Jay from Monterey. Her birthday is February the 12th, 1948. Are you there, Jay?
I sure am.
And you're a complete beginner to our system.
Yeah.
Well, good. We will do our best to confuse you.
Well, I've been into astrology and tarot and metaphysics for a long time.
Oh, that's great.
I've never investigated your system.
Well, you will, if you investigate this system, I'll make you a promise. You will like this more than anything you've ever used.
Hmm.
It's so easy, and it is so amazingly accurate that it will, you'll say, man, I should have had this a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's get on to you. You are born February 12, 1948.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's right.
And this makes you a King of Diamonds. Is your card. Have you ever known that you were a King of Diamonds?
No. I'm really into being a queen, but...
Well, you're not a queen, my dear. You're a king. That's even stronger.
Hmm.
Has anybody ever said you were bossy?
Oh, yeah.
I love that. I love when people are really honest like that. That's so wonderful. Yeah, I have a couple of good friends of your birthday, and they're wonderful people. I love them to death. But I know that they're hard on other. I know that some of their friends will say they're pretty bossy sometimes.
I'm working on that.
Well, you're a leader. You're a leader, Jay. You're meant to be bossy. Okay? It's not a bad thing. Somebody's got to lead, don't you think?
If I could just lead myself, I'd be happy. I do
so
have
do
a
you...
specific kind of question.
Oh, great. Let's hear your question.
Well, I've been a teacher, and I got hurt at work, and I'm off, and I found this artistic expression that I would much rather do, and I'm wondering if that's in my card to be self-supporting in some kind of artistic expression.
Yeah, it is, actually.
That was fast.
Yeah, next customer, please. Put somebody else on. No, I'm serious. It is. I wouldn't say that. It was funny that I said it so fast, but I'm looking at your cards right now. See, this system, all the cards for your whole life are already in the book. We don't even touch a deck of cards.
Ah.
There's no cards used, physical cards, because this is a mathematical system like astrology, and your whole life is already in the book.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at the cards that you have for this year. And right now, you're in your most positive period of the year, and you have a card that indicates a change of career.
Wow.
Right now, it's a five of spades. And five means change, and spades means work.
Wow.
Change of work. And not only that, but your card that governs the whole year from your birthday, from your last birthday to your next, is a nine. A nine means an ending, like an ending. It's a nine of diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
It means the ending of the career that you have had.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all sorts of cards here, and there's even an artist card here that's prominent for the whole year. So it's written all over this.
So I will be able to.
I don't see any problem.
No problem. I'll be able to support myself doing art.
Yeah,
in a recession.
You can, because see, one thing you have to keep in mind is, your card is the King of Diamonds. You know what that card means?
It means
a successful businessman.
Wow.
Bill Gates is the King of Diamonds.
Wow. But I've never really been successful in business before, because I was in the wrong field, or
well,
I was just building
know.
Up
were you
to
the,
there.
Were you the boss?
No.
That's the problem.
Yes.
It has to be your own business, not somebody else's.
And it also wasn't able to express my spiritual side, which is everything to me, right? Is that in there?
Well, we can't tell from your card that you're spiritual or not. There's spiritual and non-spiritual versions of every card out there.
I see.
But if you're spiritual, you are, and that's important to you. And you're being given an opportunity here to have a new lifestyle, you know, a whole new thing. So it's up to you. You can step into this. I don't see any problems at all. I see it being nothing but good fortune for you.
Wow, that's terrific to hear.
Yeah, I'm glad to give you the news.
Yeah, because, you know, I got hurt and I was in pain and everything, and then I just started painting in order to kind of process what I was feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, it came from hitting rock bottom, actually.
Well, you know, sometimes your card is known to be pretty stubborn, you know. So sometimes it takes something like that big to get you to, like, disconnect from what you're doing in life.
Right, yeah, it was pretty much, yeah.
I don't think you were all that happy with what you were doing before.
No.
So on a subconscious level, you created this accident or illness in order to...
And so how do I go ahead and take this to the most successful that I possibly can?
Well, first of all, you have to just apply your diamond skills. You don't know this yet, but you have built-in business ability.
No, I don't know that.
Well, you do, and you're going to discover it when you start using it. Okay.
Okay.
You're going to look at this as a business. Okay. Okay, I want to give you a little story. So, you know, you've heard of Picasso, right?
Yes.
He's one of the most successful artists in history. I'm not saying because he's so famous. I'm saying financially successful. He was so smart, you know. Whenever he'd go out to eat at a restaurant, he would always pay with a check. You know why?
Hmm.
Nobody would cash his checks. He never had to pay for anything.
Nobody would cash his.
He was being very, very smart about it. So you have to treat this artistic thing like a business. And you have to always be looking at it as how am I going to make money at it. That's all. If you do that, it's going to work.
Yeah, money's hard. Money's hard to think about.
Well, you know, if you don't, you won't have any.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, I have, like, in my astrology chart, I have no earth at all.
It doesn't matter.
I just, yeah, money's been something I never really focused on at all. I had to do what I love. That was more important.
Well, it's okay, but see, if you have to also do what you love, though, with a sense of the worth of it, the value of it. Don't you like nice things?
I like to be comfortable and happy. I don't need diamonds and jaguars or anything.
Well, you know, I'm not saying you need any of that stuff, but you have to like it on some level. You have to have a love relationship with money, or you will keep
it. That's what I'm starting to learn.
You have to have a love relationship with it. Like, it has to be okay with you. Not only okay, it has to be wonderful with you.
Well, it just seems that people that had a lot of money did really bad things.
You see, that's going to keep you from having money right there, that attitude.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at it all. I'm really looking at this lately.
Yeah.
I'm working on releasing all
those. You have to look at all your... If you really believe that having money is going to make you a bad person, then, of course, you will keep yourself in poverty.
Well, I just see through history, people that have a lot of money did really bad things.
There's a lot of people that didn't have any money who did a lot of bad things. And there's a lot of people that have lots of money who did great things.
Well, that's what I'm
choosing now. You're choosing to look at the ones, only look at the ones, who had a lot of money and did bad things.
Okay, I'm going to open that up more then.
All right. Start looking at all the people that had money and did good things.
Yeah, like Ben and Jerry.
And the guy at Amazon.com.
That's right, and Tesla and all that.
Yeah,
that's kind of a new phenomena, isn't it? People with money that do good things. That's kind of new, a new age-ish, isn't it?
And the guys at Google, their motto, the guys at Google, is do no evil.
Yeah, I love it. Okay.
So now you know how to do it.
I'm gonna get your book and look into this some more. Thank you.
Oh, you'll love it. There's two books. One's called Love Cards, and
okay.
One's called Cards of Your Destiny.
Well, how about love? Is it in the picture?
Let's get some money first.
Have my own money first. Okay.
There's love coming. Don't worry. It's coming soon.
I have to love myself.
Well, as soon as you get in your groove, as soon as you find your groove here with your work, there's going to be somebody show up right away.
Cool.
He'll probably be one of these flaky artist types.
I have to get rid of that image, too.
No, huh? You're going to be a flaky artist, too, aren't you?
Depends on what that means.
You're going to have so much fun. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, good. I love fun.
I know you do, I can tell. All right, Jay, thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you so much.
Good
I look
luck.
Forward to reading your book.
Call us back in a few months, let us know how things are going.
I'll do that. I'll give you my webpage. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Take care, Jay. Okay, that concludes our show tonight, everybody. I hope you enjoyed. I certainly had some fun with some of our guests tonight. We'll be back next week, same time. We're going to end our show, as we always do, with the chant, the powerful chant from ancient India called the Gayatri chant, the Gayatri mantra. Hope you enjoy it. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Savitur Varenyam.
mahi deyo yo na prachodayam.